The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, Jimmy Olsen, too, is certain that Lois Lane's Siamese cat has talked. We'll learn more about it in a moment, but right now, let's hear what Dan McCullough has in store for us.
Say, gang, you know how much fun it is to look through a photograph album? Well, you know, you've got a sort of photograph album in full view for everybody to see when you wear your collection of comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Yes, sir. Those brilliant colored comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out are true-to-life pictures of your favorite funny paper friends. And they look just as real as they do in the comic strips. Take K.O., for instance. Bright red turtleneck sweater with one suspender over his shoulder and his oversized black derby tilted over one eye. Or Winnie Winkle with her smart-looking blue dress and her curly bob and bangs. Say, she's mighty pretty. Or Superman himself. He's a good-looking guy. Red Superman insignia on a brilliant blue jersey. That famous cape flying in the wind. Why, every single one of these 18 different buttons is straight from the funny papers. And you'll want to collect them all. And you can, too, easy as anything. Just ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these exciting buttons anywhere. But inside every package of Pep, there's an exclusive prize. Get your comic buttons, gang, from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When a Siamese cat, a Christmas gift from an unknown admirer, seemed to be talking to her in a human voice, Lois Lane, in a highly nervous state, left by taxi for a friend's house in the suburbs. But she never arrived at her destination. And the taxi driver, finally picked up by the police, told a strange story of being stopped by a ghost-like man in a funeral hearse, who, after asking directions to a cemetery which didn't exist, said that Lois was dead. The taxi driver claimed that he had then mysteriously fallen asleep. And when he awoke, both Lois and the ghost-like man had vanished. That night, Jimmy Olsen, who had taken the Siamese cat to his house, apparently heard the animal speak to him, warning him against Perry White. Well, as we continue now, it is the following morning, and Jimmy is standing nervously at the door of Editor Perry White's office at the Daily Planet. Finally, drawing a deep breath, he gingerly opens the door. Listen.
Come in, Olsen. I want to see you.
No, sir.
What?
I can't right now. Do you know where...
What do you mean you can't?
I'm awful busy. Do you know where Mr. Kent is?
He's out looking for Lois.
Oh, where? I got to get a hold of him.
Well, how do I know where? Will you come in here and close that door? I don't like long-distance conversation.
I can't hear what you say.
And I don't like your shout.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. Haven't you got any idea where Mr. Kent is? I've got to see him right away.
I told you he's out looking for Lois. And unless you come in and close that door, I...
Thanks.
Olsen, come over here.
Oh, no, not me.
Olsen, come over here.
Later, Mr. White. I'm awful busy
now. I said come here.
But I'm awful busy. I'm terribly busy.
Will you come in here, or do I have to drag you in by the scruff of the neck like a cat?
Oh, jeepers. He said a cat.
Well, I'm waiting.
Oh, I guess he's got me. Okay, Mr. White. I'm coming.
Come on, come on. Move.
Yes, sir.
He's busy, tells me. Of all the insolent young hypocrites. Well, what are you standing there for? Go into my office.
Yes, sir. But don't touch me.
I ought to cut you limb from limb. I ought to boil you in oil.
No, don't.
So what in thunderation's the matter with you?
Me?
Yes, you. And stop walking backwards. Stand still.
Yes, sir. I... Okay. You've got me.
I what?
You've got me. But you better not do anything to me. I left a note for Mr. Kent, telling him what the cat said, and if anything happens to me, he'll know you did it.
I did what?
Whatever you're figuring to do to me.
I'm going to cut you up in little pieces and feed you to the squirrels. I'm going to chop you up and make a nutty fruitcake out of you. That's what I'm going to do.
You better not.
Oh, he says I better not. I will. I'll do it. No, my blood pressure. My heart. I can't stand it. I've got to pull myself together. Now, look, Olsen. Let's get this straight man to man.
Oh, I've got it straight.
Wait a minute. Now, what's this about leaving a note for Kent?
Well, I did. Just in case you did something to me, like the cat said.
The cat? What about the cat?
It warned me about you.
The cat warned you about me?
Yeah, last night. Just the way it warned Miss Lane.
I see. Is this another cat?
No, the same one. Miss Lane Siamese. I took it.
Oh, Miss Lane Siamese. I see. Now tell me, did it call you on the telephone or write you a letter?
It talked to me.
It talked to you. Just the way we're talking now, eh? Face to face.
Well, it was in my lap and...
Go on, go on. Well, I've still got my reason.
Well, it said you were out to get me. It warned me to be careful.
Oh, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength. And you really believe the cat talked to you?
I wouldn't have if I hadn't heard it myself. It was sitting in my lap in my own living room. My mother had gone to bed and nobody else was in the house. Then it talked to me.
Yeah, it talked to you. No, my sweet sainted Aunt Tilly, that this should happen to me. First Lois, and now this piddle-dated, apple-grated, addle-pated young moron. No, no, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Well, I can't.
You better take it easy, Mr. White.
Don't you know that a cat can't talk?
This one can.
This one can. I tell you, no cat can talk. It was late at night and you were worried about Lois. You were thinking about that crazy story the taxi driver told, the ghost man in the hearse. Your imagination got away with you, and you thought you heard the cat talk, too.
No, it wasn't my imagination, and I don't care what you say. I heard it, too.
You crazy young idiot! I tell you of it! No, this is no way to handle it. I've got to be calm. I've got to be. Now, Olson, where is the cat?
In Mr. Kent's office.
In Kent's office, eh? I thought you said...
Well, I brought it with me this morning. It's in its traveling case. I didn't want to leave it home in case it decided to talk to my mother and scare her.
Oh, or maybe cook dinner and wash the kitchen floor, eh? Well, okay, come on.
Where?
We're going to take the cat to Dr. Anstruthers.
Who?
Dr. Anstruthers. He's chief veterinarian at the Metropolis Zoo. Nobody knows more about animals than he does, and he's a friend of mine. He'll get this nonsense out of your head.
Come in here, Perry. You too, young man. I have my fluoroscope in this office.
Okay, Doc. Come on, Olson.
Now, bring the cat over here, please.
What are you going to do now?
Make one final test to prove to you that the animal can't talk. Now, let me have the cat, please. Thank you. Now, just sit there, kitty. No, don't try to get away. I'm not going to hurt you. That's a nice kitty. It's a nice kitty. Now, will you turn off the light, please, Perry? The switch is right behind you.
Oh, all right.
Nice kitty. Nice kitty. Now, if you'll both look through this screen. Right here.
Gosh, you can see right into the cat.
Now, here are the larynx and vocal cords. Entirely normal, you see. No enlargements or distortions. There are the lungs, heart, liver, spleen. Nothing at all unusual, nor is there any... A mechanism in the body which doesn't belong there. Now, will you turn on the light again, Perry?
Right. Well, you satisfied, Olson?
Now, if you'll open the box, young man, I'll put the cat back in.
Get in, kitty.
You didn't answer my question, Olson. Are you satisfied now that the cat can't talk?
Well,
You what?
Well, I heard everything Dr. Anstruther said. But I heard it talk.
Oh, all the stubborn idiots. Maybe you'd better put him under the fluoroscope, Doctor. Examine his head.
I assure you, young man, neither this cat nor any other member of the feline family can talk. You were probably under a great strain, so you imagined...
I didn't imagine it. I heard
Heavenly
it.
Heavenly days, what'll I do with him? I know. Take the cat and come along, Olson.
Where?
To my house. You and the cat are going to stay right there with me until you're convinced this is all a lot of nonsense. Come on, now. Much obliged, Doc.
Not at all, Perry.
I'll pound some sense into your head, Olson, if I have to do it with a sledgehammer. Now, come on.
Carrying the box containing the fawn-colored Siamese cat, Jimmy follows Editor White from the zoo to a taxicab. That night, in White's suburban house, the boy reporter is taking a shower preparatory to going to bed, while in the adjoining room, the gray-haired editor is stretched out on one of the twin beds reading a book. Suddenly... Over the sound of the shower, Jimmy hears a yell.
What? Oh, my God. That's Mr. White. Something happened.
His heart pounding, Jimmy Olsen leaped from the shower as Perry White's anguished scream echoes through the house. What has happened? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, there's a girl in our neighborhood who's always been mighty fond of Orphan Annie. Follows her adventures regularly in the funny papers. So she was mighty thrilled when she found that Orphan Annie is one of the characters on those swell comic buttons Kellogg's Pet is putting out. So thrilled, in fact, that she started to specialize in collecting buttons with Orphan Annie on them and her dog Sandy. And now she has 5 Orphan Annie buttons pinned on the back of her jacket and 3 Sandys, too. Now, of course, most of the fellows and girls in the gang think that it's more fun to collect different buttons, you know, to keep swapping duplicates and collecting new buttons until eventually they get all 18 in the series. They want Smokey Stover and Haroldine and Superman and all the others. But however you do it, it's doggone exciting fun. And you're mighty proud to wear those comic buttons for everybody to see. But you know, the best part is, those comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But inside every package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's an exclusive prize. So ask Mom to get lots of P-E-P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As he was taking a shower in Perry White's house, Jimmy Olsen heard the gray-haired editor scream his name. Throwing a bathrobe around him, Jimmy rushed into the adjoining bedroom where he saw White sitting bolt upright in bed, his eyes popping, pointing a trembling finger at the fawn-colored Siamese cat crouched on the bed near his hand, its strange blue eyes regarding him curiously.
What happened, Chief?
Well, the
what?
The cat.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it
what? Sleeping lizards. You mean it talks?
Yes. Yes, it...
Help me.
Listen.
Help me, Mr. White. Help me.
Creeps. It's Miss Lane's voice.
Help me. Please, help me. Save me before it's too late. Please, Mr. White.
Trembling,
please.
Their hair literally standing on end, Jimmy Olsen and Perry White hear Lois Lane's anguished voice pleading for help, apparently coming from the mouth of the Siamese cat. Is this magic or madness? Well, fellows and girls, tomorrow's episode in The Mystery of the Talking Cat is even more thrilling and fascinating, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Mystery of the Talking Cat in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, here's some razzle-dazzle news to flash to Mom. Kellogg's variety is back. So now everybody at the breakfast table can have the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Because Kellogg's variety is that grand variety carton holding 10 generous packages of 6 favorite Kellogg cereals. Are they delicious? And does Kellogg's variety make breakfast fun? Why, it's better than a grab bag because you get what you really want. Today, ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety, the package that makes breakfast a picnic. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.